And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. We are back with another morning coffee. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being here. Without you guys, you know, this wouldn't be happening. I've got a feeling that there is an audio issue, and I think I'm going to have to go through after the show and go through the settings. It's pretty annoying because what happens is I can't hear it in my ear monitors, which is why I wear the damn things, and there's kind of like a little bit of a static sound. So I apologize. I don't know. Nikki just popped in on YouTube, so she's here. I don't know if we have the static. I think that it's kind of a wire thing that I need to go through and actually adjust the wires. But it could be also the settings on my Rodecaster Pro, which is kind of annoying at sometimes too. Sounds good. All right, perfect. So it is Monday. Here we are. We're on the beginning of a week, which is really cool. I was thinking about it because I actually have a 4-day work week. There's a lot of stuff going on this week, but we had a trip planned to Hawaii last summer, or well, around Thanksgiving time, and we ended up not going because of some situations that happened that we had no control over. And we decided that we're going to go down to Arizona for 4 days. So we're going to go to spring training, going to go watch a Giants game, going to go hang out in a hotel that has a pool. Other than that, not too much. Just kind of relax, kind of hang out, kind of have a good time. We haven't been down there in a while, but I do enjoy going to Arizona because, like here with Idaho, the weather kind of just does what it wants around this time. And in Arizona, it's like 70 degrees. So we're going to go down, we're going to get a little sun, and it's going to be a good time. You know, I mean, we had this weekend, it was super wet. It snowed last week. We had an earthquake. We had all kinds of stuff going on the last couple of days. I mean, there was one day a week and a half ago, we had an earthquake, we had a snowstorm, we had a rainstorm, we had a windstorm. That's just kind of the bipolar weather that there is. And I remember when I was coaching baseball in high school, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, every single year it was kind of this way. Like, you would go out one day and it'd be sunny, be great. You'd be in short sleeves. You'd be throwing the ball around. And the next thing you know, you're running inside the dugout because it's hailing. You know, I mean, there's just these weird things that happen in Idaho. It has weather, and a lot of places don't. It's funny, though, because we go to Arizona, which has like 70 degree weather right now. And that's why spring training is down there, is because they have usually pretty good weather. But anyway, that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to do, as long as everything happens the way that it's supposed to, I will be out here 4 days this week. It's kind of funny because yesterday was daylight savings time. And I was thinking about daylight savings time, okay, because I hate it. And it's funny, I am super jealous. That's one thing. My friend Jay lives in Arizona, and the time never changes in Arizona. So it's mountain time one year and Pacific time one time a year there. So it's always for me, it's shifting. So like, we do this one drink Wednesday, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock Pacific every time. Right. So for him, 8 o'clock is kind of my bedtime, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I get in bed and I go to sleep. Well, for him, it is now 7 o'clock. So he's doing one drink Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So he will be done by the time bedtime for me happens, and I will be still going at 9 o'clock, which is like, it's the one night I have to stay up later, but it's all about getting the chance to do that. And it's funny because like when you spring forward, that was the other thing I used to think about when I changed tires. When I worked at Les Schwab for 11 years, I remember how long my days were because I hated being there. I didn't want to be there every single day, and I was working somewhere that I didn't like. But what I found was like, and I've always thought this way about daylight savings times, when you spring forward, it means that your day just goes faster because like you feel like it's earlier than it is or later than it is. And it just zooms by for like the first month, and then you get used to it again. Spring forward, you feel like, or fall back, you feel like the days get longer. So I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. It's interesting how that goes, but it's all in your mind because you just get used to it. And, you know, well, another thing we'll see what happens as well is I was talking to my wife yesterday and she's like, we need to get working out. Okay. So like, we have this home gym. It's directly behind this wall here. I've got a nice, and I've had it for years. We bought this back in two houses ago, but it's a weightlifting rack that has, it like folds down. So it sits up against the wall. It's a PRX and you just pull it down. It has a, like a kipping bar on it, a pull-up bar. It has you can do squats on it. You can do bench on it. And then we have some exercise machines that we've accumulated over the year. We got elliptical, treadmill, bike. And at one point before, we moved, I was working out every single day, or not working out every single day. I was riding my bike every single day. And we moved, and then it just kind of got tough to do because we hadn't had time to get all that set up, and I missed out on doing it. So I did that for a year straight. Good friend of the show, Robert Watson, who we have that talk every Wednesday about his book, has been running every day for 9 years, and that kind of sparked something in me. And he talked about like getting things done in the morning, like being the first thing that you do, getting it done in the morning. And I have to say, I've been thinking about you, Nikki, a lot like this with the writer's block thing. And I feel like if you put it there and if you make it something that you're going to do, so like say you want to write every single morning, put your journal and your pen right there by your nightstand or wherever you wake up or right next to your bed. And when you wake up, it's the first thing you do. It may be something that you don't want to do, but it's there and it makes it easier to do because it's there. So that's kind of the same thing with me. Like when I wake up in the morning, what I'm trying to do is I sleep in a tank top and athletic shorts. So really the only thing I have to do if I'm going to get up in the morning and work out is put my shoes and socks somewhere where they're in front of me so that I can go out and just do it. So I'm putting that in front of me. Thank you, White Bear. Appreciate that. White Bear Reiki and coaching. Thank you for the follow over on TikTok. Appreciate it. And the gifts as well. But that's what you make it easy for yourself to do the task that you're wanting to do. Okay. And that's kind of, it's super easy for me, but she's talking about, okay, well, we need to do it in the morning. And I'm like, well, now I have to think about all the things that I want to do, right? Because I've spoken to you guys multiple times about this. I get up at 4:15 every single morning. I make the coffee. I get ready to go. And that's what I do. Well, she wants to do it at 4 a.m. because that's the best time to do it. So I'm going to have to get up 15 minutes earlier and start doing that to go work out for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to have to change my routine. And I've thought about it multiple times. I think it's a great thing. I'm going to change my routine for the better. But if my wife and I can get on the same page, we start working out together, we start exercising together, we start doing those things together, it's going to be much better for us health-wise. And we're also going to be doing something together. And so my encouragement to her will be, hey, get everything ready that you get ready to go. You're going to put your shoes on, your socks on. You're going to get dressed real quick. We're going to go out there and do it. You spend a half hour doing it. I'm just going to add that into my routine instead of sitting on my phone for another 30 minutes, because that's basically what I've done is I've added more time for me to go through social media, to play a game of golf on my phone. I mean, like all these things that I do to just kind of get ready to go in the morning. Now we're going to switch it around and we're going to do what works. But the cool thing is that we do that. The main reason I'm out here at 4 a.m. is because the kids are sleeping. Although Nolan was not sleeping when I walked out here, which has kind of been one of those things. You know, I actually slept really well last night, which is the first for a long time. Like I don't remember waking up at all last night thinking about what's going on. Nolan didn't wake me up from my sleep. But then at 4:15, 4:30, when I'm sitting in there drinking coffee, trying to prepare for this, getting ready to go, he wakes up, he's making noise, and he's ready to go. Luckily, my wife is not working today, and she's like, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. And we just have to kind of see what happens with him. So anyway, those are some of the things that are going on in my life. It's we all go through these times and trials and things like that. It's very interesting to see how these things go. And how you're always thinking. And I just encourage you. I think one of the big things that I do every single day is think about how I can make myself better. And we've talked about the importance of taking a break. I'm really excited to go ahead and go do this and go take this break. Even though it's not a real huge thing, it's like we're getting on a plane Friday. We're flying down to Arizona. It's about a 2-hour flight. We get the car, we get to the hotel, all that stuff. And then you have to just move, right? And you get there, and then we're there Friday afternoon. We might get the kids settled. They'll be on the plane all day. They'll be traveling all day. Get them in the pool. Let them have a good time there. Have dinner. Game on Saturday. Sunday's kind of a free day. And then Monday, we're back at it. But it's one of those things. It's just kind of tough. It's interesting enough that we'll get to do it. And it's better than not doing it. All right, let's talk about some of the quotes and things that I've been looking at on Instagram. You know, one of the things that I posted a video of Chad Wright, you can go look, this is actually, I repost as a reel, they call it remixing on Instagram, where you go through and you see something, and I it's funny, it's the first time I think I've done it, but the remix was basically him talking about how everything that happens to you, good or bad, is preparing you for what's to come, right? It's preparing you to be much better, a better person than who you were or what you're going to be. So it's going to help you in your path. Okay. I encourage you to go check that out. Chad Wright is a Marine. He went through a few things. It took him pretty tough to go ahead and get there. All these Marines, I feel like Brent Gleason just followed me. He's one of David Goggins' friends. David Goggins, Chad Wright, they've all had these issues to try and get to where they wanted to go. And realizing that a lot of it is all mental, right? And we have this mental block that we have to get through. Everything is between your ears. Those are the things that will move you forward. If you can get past yourself, a lot of times you can get past anything. And that's why I like these quotes. Like if you think about what they are, what's coming out of these, it's talking about how you, so let's go, let's look at the first one. A negative mind will never get a positive result. Okay. And it says, read that again. This is from my friend Duncan at Team Omai. Omai, which means out hustle my yesterday. So being better today than you were yesterday every single day. If you have that negative mindset, nothing positive can come of that. And there's a lot of people who will sit there and just tear you down and tear you down. But if you allow them to do that, if you allow them to bother you, if you allow them to get in your head, then that really is a you problem. And a lot of times we sit there and we let people say stuff to us and we realize that it's just them. It's their insecurities that are coming through and they're trying to stop you from being who you're going to be. Well, it puts that little negative seed in your head and you just start to tear yourself down and doubt yourself and not believe in yourself. So remember that. You can change the way that it looks, but if you sit there and you allow those that negativity to sit in there and soak in there, you're never going to get where you want to get. Let's see here. The old story. I don't know. Instagram's being stupid right now. Oh, all right. Let's go back here. Don't feel bad about outgrowing people who had the chance to grow with you. There's often times where we will allow these people who are growing with us, this group that's around us who are, if you think about it, you are not the same person that you were 10 years ago. You're not the same person that you were 20 years ago. Well, you may be if you're 18 and you're watching this. But as time goes, growth happens. And you start to realize, you know, like I thought about as I was a young kid, how I was going to feel when I'm 43 years old. And if I had to think about what that was going to feel like, this is not it. This is not who I thought I would be 40, you know, 20 years ago. Life goes on. Life is interesting because you feel like you're going to be older. You feel like you're going to have more pains. You feel like you're not going to be able to do things, but you grow. And you think about the maturity level that you had and the decisions that you made. At 32 years old, I went back to college and decided that I was going to be a teacher, even though I started out when I was 18 going to school to be a teacher. It's crazy the amount of growth that you go through, but you don't really think about that. You always think about, like I listen to my daughter talking about, I'm going to be 18. I'm going to be in 11th grade. I'm going to be in college. These are things that she's thinking about, but she really doesn't have the maturity level to really understand that. And the best thing for me to do was to actually not go to college. I should have not gone to college right off the bat. Like if I would have taken 5 years off, I probably would have been a much better student than what I was when I first went. And that the proof is in what happened from that, because I would change what I went to college for. But going back at that time when I was 30 something years old, I was a much better student. I was more driven. I had more things in mind than what I do now or what I did then. Like I was just thinking, hey, I just need to make money. That's all there is to it. I wasn't thinking about the happiness level. I wasn't thinking about where I would be now. I didn't have the life lessons that I had to teach me to be better at school and do those types of things. So you are a different person. Gosh, I don't know why this is not. Your attitude determines your direction. And that's a great one there too. Like, your attitude determines the direction in the way that you're going to react, the way that you're going to be. So back to, a negative mind will never make a positive outcome. It's all about the way that you address it. If you go into it every single day being in a negative headspace, you're not going to get anything done. And the crazy thing about it is, just like I said before, those people that you're hanging out with, those people that you are around, either lift you up or bring you down. They may not be directing their negativity directly at you, but they're directing the negativity that they have at the situation, which, you just think about it, as you're sitting there and you're listening and someone's sitting there complaining about everything that's going on, you start to get on that same boat with them and argue with them and complain with them. And it's crazy how that can just turn you into something that you're not. So think about that next time you're having an interaction with your friend. Is it a positive interaction? Is it a negative one? Are they talking about all the bad things that are happening in their life? Are they talking about the good things? Are they building you up or building your mind up, building your spirit up? Or are they just tearing you down and making you feel worse than you actually are? Now this might be actually working. Your direction is more important than your speed. A lot of people are going to get nowhere fast. I am struggling with this one right now because I have a direction where I'm going, and I'm having a hard time slowing down the speed process because I want it to happen right away. So just because it's not happening right away doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, but that's when people give up. People give up because it doesn't happen in the time that they think that's supposed to happen. Great people don't become great in a matter of moments. They become great over time. They practice. They keep going. What's going on, CC, over on YouTube? You must practice to be better at what it is. You have to continue to do it over and over again. And it's funny because I was thinking about this yesterday. I get these reminders. I haven't looked at the podcast stats for a long time, the audio, because a podcast is an audio thing. And I post the video that's on YouTube right now that's live streaming over on my podcast. But I still get my reminders on YouTube. And they texted me one over yesterday. And I realized that I'm at 300,000 views. Okay, which is crazy. 300,000 views on a YouTube channel that I've had for 4 years, and I finally got there and it's finally making movement. But the majority of that is the shorts that Nikki posts. And I am so thankful that I have her. I create the post, I send them over to her. She gets through there. She goes and she does all the editing for the, or she puts in the description. She pops it over onto vidIQ, gets it all set up. And because we're consistently doing that every day, those views are popping up. And the hope is that one day we get so many freaking subscribers that it'll actually monetize, and then I'll pay her to do it. But she's doing it because it's helping me. And it's, I don't know that she understands how much that does for me. But you have to keep doing it. And it's a slow process, right? It's a slow process. And that's my thing, is like, it's never like just happening just like that. The video here on TikTok that I reposted from 2 years ago that got 1.2 million views and rising. I'm almost to 24K. Like, my followers have not risen that fast in a very long time, but it's all because that video took off. And so I posted that over on YouTube the other day, and it's at like 10.5 on YouTube. And things are different on different platforms, but there's no rhyme or reason. It was about bacon. I love bacon. Cool. So I saw this guy posting a video about leftover bacon, and no one has leftover bacon. And then, you know, like, what ensued after that was millions of people watching this video and multiple amounts of comments, but it was just me sitting down there flipping up my sunglasses and going, what? Leftover bacon? You're crazy. Okay. Last one here before I get going. Yesterday was Will Clark. I don't know if you guys are baseball fans or not, but I am. Yesterday was my favorite baseball player's birthday, Will Clark. He turned 60. I have pursued him, trying to get like an autograph from him for a long time. And I'm hoping, because I know that he's at spring training. And if you haven't gone to spring training before, it's more of an intimate setting. And your chances of meeting someone who plays for the team is much, much higher than going to like a regular season game. So maybe I'll see him walking around. Maybe I'll catch a pitch, pick, picture with him, but we'll get to the game early. We'll check it out, and hopefully the kids will get to see some players, maybe get Nolan an autograph on his Giants hat. And Tatum's not too much into it, but she'll have a good time. She used to be, but it's more for her. It's more about the atmosphere, because like if you go to a baseball game, there's a lot of cool things that happen. Oh, this is a good one right here. Dirty water doesn't stop plants from growing, so don't let negative words stop your progress. Think about that. Dirty water. It's kind of like the adage that we had before where beautiful things grow in shit. Think about that. A lot of times back in the, I remember my grandfather, this is the story that comes to mind when I think about that. Beautiful things grow from shit. So my grandfather, we used to have a fence line along the property that we had, and he would go out and plant bulbs along that fence line. So, you know, a picket fence has white posts next to it or whatever. White, it's not a picket fence. It's like a white three-rail fence. Used to be not vinyl. Mine's vinyl, but the one that we had was like a round post with a 2x6, like three sets of 2x6 on it. Okay. So you go out there, dig a hole, and then put these bulbs in there, make a little area for water to go so you could water the plants. And then he would put horse manure around it. Well, horse manure has a lot of nutrients. Some fertilizer used to be and still is poop. That's the reality of it. Horse poop, cow poop, chicken poop, whatever. That helps plants grow. So he would plant it around there, and that would make the plants grow a lot faster and be a lot prettier and all those things. So beautiful things come from that. Shit. The repurposing, the recycling of what someone ate. It's pretty crazy to think about, but remember that. So if you have dirty water and you put dirty water in the plant, it doesn't mean that it's not going to grow. It just needs water. Doesn't care what color it is. There may be certain nutrients that it's lacking in there, but the reality is that water still allows the plant to grow. All right, maybe one more. This is it today. The win is coming. Don't let win worry you. The win, like you're going to win. Don't let when it happens worry you. It's going to happen. I think we can leave it with that. I think that it's very important to understand that no matter what you're willing to or what you're wanting to do, it will happen over time. The win will happen if you're continually doing the work every single day. When it's going to happen is not going to be in your time. It's going to be in the timing that it's supposed to happen. And every day, I try to remember that. Have a very great day. CC, have a blessed day. We'll be praying for your dad. Thank you. I hope that everything turns out okay. Please make sure that you're following over on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley. We got 300,000 views. Very cool. I'd like to get to 100,000 subscribers. And the only way to continue to get to that goal is to just keep pushing. The first goal is 10,000. We're at 3027, I think, is what we are right now. We still got a ways to go. So please subscribe. Please share with your friends and be patient today. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.